Our processional hymn is 588. 588. Let us stand as we are able. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church here in American Falls. In the name of Christ, welcome home. Our eighth Sunday of after Pentecost liturgy is found in our bulletin. We begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ, who died for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 705. Let us pray. Faithful God, most merciful Judge, you care for your children with firmness and compassion. By your Spirit, nurture us who live in your kingdom, that we may be rooted in the way of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the lesson.
Our first reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 44. Verses 6 through 8. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let them proclaim it. Let them declare it and set it forth before me. Who has announced things to come? Let them tell us what yet is to be. Do not fear or be afraid. I have not told you from the old, have I not told you from old and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? There is no other rock. I know not one. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm this morning is Psalm 86, verses 11 to 17. We'll read it responsively. Teach me your way, O Lord,
that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
For great is your steadfast love toward me.
You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol.
O God, the insolent rise up against me.
A band of ruffians seeks my life, and they do not set you before them.
But you, O Lord, are a God of mercy, merciful and gracious,
slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant.
Save the child of your maidservant.
Show me a sign of your favor,
so that those who hate me may see it and be put, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me.
The second reading is from Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 25. So then, brothers and sisters, we are obligated not to the flesh to live according to the flesh, but if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery and fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing all our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If we, in fact, suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subject to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself will be set free from its enslavement to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children. We know that the whole creation has been groaning together as it suffers together the pains of labor. And not only the creation, but ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, for the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what one already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Another parable Jesus put before the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? He answered, An enemy has done this. The slaves said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? He replied, No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his approached him, saying, explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered, well, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will be thrown in the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. The Gospel of the Lord. And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. So when I was growing up, I was not forced. My siblings were not forced, but we were strongly encouraged to go to Vacation Bible School every June at the local Methodist church. Then August came. We were not required, but strongly encouraged to go to Vacation Bible School at the local Lutheran church. As a result, we all can tell you what the word parable means. We learned that it is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. The Methodists and the Lutherans made that very clear. The kingdom of heaven is like. And then Jesus tells a parable, or two, or five, or nine. Jesus tells parables. They are earthly stories with heavenly meanings. Now, in these parables, we discover God's nature, what God is like, and often as not, what human nature is like, and the interaction of both. Theology meets anthropology in Jesus' parables, very often as not. And our insight into our Heavenly Father is expanded, it is elucidated, and our own place in creation is also clarified. Last week, our gospel lesson from St. Matthew published the parable of the sower, where the seed, the good news, and those of us who bear it scattered everywhere with the seed. Jesus tells what it is we can. Now, after service last week, a parishioner who has generations of farming told me that no farmer would waste good seed by scattering it so promiscuously or generously as the sower does in Jesus' parable. If I were to be giving grades to people in the pews, I don't. But if I were, I would give her an A plus, 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 plus for her comment, because she caught Jesus' point about the Father is like. God is generous beyond any human capacity to understand, as the good news of Jesus Christ reveals a God lavish in mercy and grace and love. This week, the parable Jesus tells us, published from that same Gospel of Matthew, reveals that besides God's being merciful,
gracious, and loving, our Father is also very patient as the seeds planted spring up among the weeds. I myself remember, about this time of the year, maybe a little earlier, growing up, roguing the spuds. We would rogue the spuds. Moving through row after row after acre in the hot sun, often in the wind and the rain, to remove thistles and those goat's ears and other bothersome growth that would crowd out our potatoes if left alone, and which would affect not of the crop, but of the bottom line come October, September, and the harvest. Today's parable about the kingdom, which Jesus tells, goes against every instinct of a farmer's son or daughter as regarding crops and weeds. A good farmer does not waste seed like the sower in last week's parable, nor does she or he ignore the growth of weeds among the crops or in the flower beds or in the lawn or. But the farmer's methods are not God's methods in the kingdom. Now, unlike my own training, the master in Jesus' parable instructs to wait until the harvest. Why allow the weeds to remain? Jesus teaches us something profound today. We are called to be vigilant. The enemy does sow seeds of envy, hatred, indifference, selfishness, any number of weeds into our own hearts. These things will rob the wheat, the good news in our hearts, of nutrients and space to grow. This parable also reveals the patience and the mercy of God. God allows us time. God allows us space. God himself gives space for our repentance and for our growth and our change. The delay until harvest, well, it's not out of weakness, but out of mercy. God's desire to destroy, but to save. The parable shows us that God is merciful, God is just, God is very patient. Evil will not have the final word, and the word it does have is not eternal. God's victory is eternal, and it is sure. But it is God's, not ours. It's a beautiful truth about God, which has been revealed. God's power is manifest in patient love. Like some earthly rulers who use harsh and immediate measures to control, God uses his strength to show mercy with a patience well beyond mere human capacity to understand. God is all-powerful and need not prove that power through force. God's great strength is manifest in God's patience and God's mercy. God allows time for repentance. He allows time for change. He allows time for growth. The harvest is his. By God's word, not our efforts, it's possible for weeds to be transformed from weeds into wheat. As God has shown us mercy and patience, so too must we grow to emulate God and show mercy, patience, kindness. How is God's authority shown? By being patient, by being merciful, by being generous. Living in this way, God's people, God's church, is a living sign of God's love for a weed-infested and broken world. And as we heard from St. Paul this morning, it is by God's Spirit and God's power that we do anything at all. Thanks be.
Rise as we are able, and let us confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. In one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Trusting in God's steadfast love for all God has made, let us pray for the church, the world, and all of creation. God, our source, protect your church from those who sow seeds among the wheat. Where we trade grace for judgment, restore us, and where we get lost among the complexities of life, God, guide us of grace. God, our Creator, sustain creation in places not easily seen, the depths of oceans, microscopic plants and animals, galaxies beyond our own. May we share Earth's dedication to hope for what we do not yet see. God of grace, God, our soil, we yearn to live on your lands and waters with justice and in righteousness. Renew the hearts of all in authority, that our leaders guide wisely, flourishing of all. God of grace, our rock, be constancy for those whose lives have been uprooted by war, eviction, global climate change, unemployment, harassment, false witness to their character, or illness or injury, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. God of grace, God, our teacher, guide, and provider for all summer camp staff and campers, daycare professionals, librarians, summer school educators and coaches, teachers preparing for the academic year, and youth becoming first-time babysitters. God of grace, God, our hope. The message of your salvation is planted among us in all times and places. We give you thanks for the witness of all the saints who shine like the sun in your presence. God of grace, grateful for your abundant provision and trusting in your goodness, we cast all our cares upon you through the abundant grace of Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the eighth Sunday after Pentecost. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting with us in person today and with those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. This week to Steve Theobald, George Campbell, Arnold Burgermeister, Charlie Woodworth, and Diane Sims. Happy anniversary this week to Jerry and Tony Bauer, Vincent and Jessica Harris, John and Melanie Kress, and GR and Kelly Long. We are refreshing our prayer chain list. Please contact Lisa if you would like to be added to receive our or share prayer requests. Are there any other announcements? The offering will be taken now.
Let the vineyards be fruitful.
Amen.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your good, blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Holy God, you alone are holy, you alone are God. The universe declares your praise beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath. Generations bless your faithfulness through the water by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future. We give you thanks for your dear Son, at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now. Which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering his love for us on the way and to the end, we pray for the gift of your Spirit in our gathering within this meal among your people throughout the world, blessing praise and thanks to you, Holy God, through Jesus Christ, by your Spirit, in your church, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are privileged to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. It is Jesus' table this morning. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him in the sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from prepared, come forward as the Lord calls you. Thank you. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and keep you in his grace. Let us rise. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is number 542, verses 1 to 4. Go in peace, love and serve the Lord.